When Star Wars turned into City Wars, Los Angeles came out on top. L.A. beat out San Francisco for filmmaker George Lucas's new blockbuster museum, and that caps a big battle between several big cities across the country. The billion-dollar complex is expected to be a boon for South L.A. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's DNA, and she's here today with DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Where did this road to Los Angeles start for George Lucas and his art collection?
Well, it's been a winding road, hasn't it? It started in San Francisco, and that was a few years back, and George Lucas was very keen on the Presidio there, and he had a design that the San Francisco Chronicle at that time described as a mock classical temple. Well, that didn't work out so well, so then he focused on Chicago. And there he switched to a much more futuristic design by a young Chinese architect called Ma Yan Song. Well, that lakeshore location incensed some Chicagoans. They wanted to preserve lake views, believed the project benefited Lucas more than the residents of the city. So Lucas pulled out of that and set his sights back on the West Coast, this time pitting LA and San Francisco against each other. Yan Song designed two schemes for Lucas, one for each site. The Bay Area city had selected an underdeveloped island called Treasure Island, while LA offered up the Exposition Park site on a narrow strip of land containing surface parking lots on Vermont Avenue, and LA has won.
It won it with Exposition Park, and as you mentioned, it'll be a unique design that some cities didn't like. Chicago, you mentioned a lot of folks there were unhappy with the blocking of the lake view. Will people around Exposition Park like what's being planned for there?
I have to say, one has to expect that they would be excited by it. This museum promises to be a great attraction in a lot of ways, and we can go into that in a moment. But also, Exposition Park is a complex of attractions. This will be another attraction added to a complex. Mayor Garcetti has noted that this one will be the jewel in the crown. Some of the other institutions might disagree with that characterization. But we're looking at an area that has the California Science Center, the Natural History Museum, the California African American Museum. Nearby at USC, we have George Lucas's paid-for USC School of Cinematic Arts. This was a building that he underwrote and helped design. Interestingly, in the press conference yesterday, Mayor Garcetti referred to George Lucas wanting to get involved with the master planning of the area. Now, I'm curious as to what that might mean.
We've seen, Francis, the rendering of what this is going to look like over at Exposition Park. This is the Chinese architect. He's already made this very futuristic design that you can see at our website, by the way, at kcrw.com. What will be inside this building?
Well, a massive collection of so-called narrative art, or the art of storytelling, 10,000 paintings and illustrations, including works by Norman Rockwell, N.C. Wyeth, R. Crumb, children's illustration dating back to the 19th century, original prints from Winnie the Pooh, Aesop's Fables, political cartoons, of course, contemporary animation and digital art. It's a huge collection. Darth Vader's mask.
Of course.
This collection has not been seen by many people, but it had already earned a somewhat negative reputation among some art critics. LA Times' Christopher Knight had referred to it because of the Rockwell paintings as the so-called Treacle Museum. However, we recently spoke to a San Francisco art critic who had gotten a tour of the collection, and he said, you know, quite the opposite. This is a collection to be reckoned with. He's called Charles Desmarais, and here he is.
The materials that have been neglected out of, say, the last 150 years or so that have so interestingly and clearly reflected our culture and yet been ignored by major museums.
So what Desmarais is saying is that this museum will offer up to the public a really comprehensive view of an art form that's very accessible and so-called populist, but has really largely been ignored by major museums.
What's the timeline for this place, do you think?
Well, groundbreaking is planned before this year's end, opening targeted for 2021.
All right, the George Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. We're going to see that go up in Exposition Park in South Los Angeles. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.